This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, moving on to our next story, and our last of the day, actually, it is about the second meeting that took place between US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It's been much anticipated, and the two-day summit just ended. In fact, it kind of ended a little bit abruptly.
So the two leaders were supposed to have a working lunch. It didn't happen. Then a signing ceremony. That was cancelled. The meeting started with the goal of a denuclearization deal and talks of an official declaration to end the Korean War. The White House announced that no agreement was reached at this time, but that they look forward to a future meeting.
For now, at least in this present moment, the terms for North Korea's complete denuclearization haven't been spelled out. Several options have been presented to Trump and his team, but they decided, at least for the time being, to walk away from it. The two leaders couldn't agree on sanctions, basically. So we're going to be getting an on-the-ground take in just a little bit from David Heidelberg of the Foreign Policy Association, who was in Hanoi for the summit. But in the meantime, while we're talking about negotiations and indirectly about the art of the deal, that is a skill that you can brush up on pretty soon.
Yep. At our BFM Enterprise Rocks event. It's an event for marketers, retailers, branding consultants and experts in the industry. The event will feature the likes of Juliana Chai, Managing Director of Red Army Watches. She managed to break through the male-dominated industry with her own brand. If you're interested in learning more, head to bfm.my/rocks.
And now, after that very subtle sell, we are going to be moving to our phone lines where we have David Heidelberger, video journalist from the Foreign Policy Association. He is, of course, currently in Hanoi to cover the summit. David, what is the kind of sentiment on the ground after the last 2 days?
Yeah, so I think there's a bit of a sense of anticlimax here. You know, most people really were expecting, if not a comprehensive deal, at least something. So there's quite a bit of surprise that that nothing came from it. And it feels a bit anticlimactic.
Well, the summit ended early as well, which was, well, to say the least, unexpected. Were there reasons given as to why the summit was cut short?
Sure. So the president gave a press conference after the summit with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And according to President Trump, he said that they had a deal on the table, but that it wasn't a particularly good deal. So he said, and I quote, "You always have to be prepared to walk," and that "I'd much rather do it right than do it fast." And there was a interesting exchange between David Sanger from the New York Times, who really tried to press Trump on what the contours of this deal that was on the table were. And so the president said that North Korea would have been willing to dismantle their Yongbyon nuclear facility in exchange for a lifting of all sanctions. And the president correctly said that the North Korean nuclear program was more than just that one facility, and that essentially getting rid of all of the sanctions was too much to give away for just that single facility. And so they walked away from the deal.
And were there any mention of possible renegotiations on this?
The president left things very open-ended on that. He even left open the possibility that they may not talk again in this first term. They did say that there would be ongoing negotiations at a lower level, but as far as one-on-one summits between Trump and Kim, it's very open-ended. So, you know, if in fact there are no conversations left in the term, and if the president is not reelected, we could be in a very interesting situation where a president from a completely different party has to pick up the pieces of a sort of a very messy and unfinished situation in the Korean Peninsula, and that process is been driven in part, you know, whether you like it or not, by the personality of President Donald Trump. So how much of this is tied to the Trump-Kim relationship and how much can be broadened out to U.S. dealing with North Korea, a future U.S. president dealing with North Korea, is a very open question.
People were, in general, very intrigued by the details of this summit. There was a lot of speculation about the itinerary and what would happen. Even the food that was served was a topic of interest. Why do you think the public were so fascinated?
Well, I think it combines a couple really fascinating things. You know, first, you've got the Hermit Kingdom, right? This exotic country that people don't know a lot about. It's isolated from the rest of the world, and it has this very charismatic, but mysterious young leader. He's the second youngest leader in the world, who has really come to Hanoi and been treated almost like a messiah here. There have been crowds following him wherever he goes. So you combine that with this high-stakes nuclear diplomacy, between these two leaders who initially were throwing insults at each other, but subsequently, as the president said, they fell in love. So, I mean, it's a soap opera with quite literally the future of the world at stake.
That is one way to put it. So ultimately then, who do you think came out on top at this meeting? Was it Trump or was it Kim?
I think it's a bit of a stalemate. You know, both sides will be able to claim victory at home. Trump can say that he walked away from a really bad deal. And Kim can say that he stood up to the president of the United States. But at the end of the day, after 2 days of negotiations, both sides are walking away with nothing.
So while no deals were actually made, but were there any key takeaways from the summit?
I think probably the takeaway is that the president has acknowledged what a lot of people already knew, which is that the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is a long process, it's a difficult process, and it's not going to happen overnight. It could take years. I think that is probably the biggest takeaway and what's going to drive things going forward.
David, thank you so much for that update. That was David Heidelberger, video journalist from the Foreign Policy Association, weighing in on the summit that took place in Hanoi between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader, of course, Kim Jong-un. This has been the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.